Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 41 of You Matter. And if you guys have kids, I bet they are out of school now. I know my kids are. And we thought we would launch this season talking a little bit about relationships, motherhood, balancing all the things. And so I'm so excited to get to share with you the conversation between my friend Susan C. and I. Susan describes herself as a mentor for moms, and she's the author of a book called The Intentional Parent. But her wisdom really goes far beyond motherhood. So if you're not a mom, keep listening. I've gotten so many requests from you to bring you content that speaks to work-life balance, managing priorities. And if that's an area where you struggle, then keep on listening on. We are going to spend some time in this episode talking about relationships dynamics that also relate to your business. So whether you're married and trying to get your husband on board with your Noonday business, or he's on board already, or you're a single working woman, I think you're going to get so much out of this conversation and pick up some tools that will help you in your relationships and in your business. So let's dive on in. Hey everyone, it's Jessica, and I am sitting here in the Noonday offices with my friend Susan C. And Susan and I actually met through the first Be the Bridge group, which we didn't even know that that's what it was probably at the time.
Wasn't that yet?
It was not. So we were just women meeting together that were diverse in ethnicity and really laid it all out on the table. So it was a very intensive way to get to know one another.
Yeah, that makes the best relationship.
That does. Like, there was no beating around the bush. I remember from the get-go, I mean, I still remember you sharing stories about, so Susan is African-American, and so a lot of the stories she shared were just opened my eyes to so many things. Mm-hmm. And it was such a sweet way to get to know one another.
Truly.
And then Susan was at my house, like, for dinner last month. And I have to tell you, I was really funny because Susan has 7 children.
Yes.
6 little girls.
6 girls.
Oh my gosh. They are all beautiful and their hair is perfect. And
I'm
was just
take
like.
Take a picture one of these times when you say it, because every time your whole face freezes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just like, because I know, I can only imagine the hours spent in the home on the beautiful hair. So. Yes. And one amazing son and an amazing husband.
Truly.
So it was funny, though, because I've been wanting to have Susan over and her family. And so invited them all over for dinner one night. And I was like, how many are there again? And Susan's like, oh, you're inviting
the whole family. Like, really? What a brave soul.
What a brave
Nobody does that.
I was like, no, yes, I am. Yes. And it's venison tacos, girl. Oh, so if that's what, you know, whatever, that's what we do. My husband hunts. He kills a couple deer every year, and that's just what we eat all year, is venison.
Love it. It was delicious.
Okay.
And we enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was so much. We did. We had such a great time. We need to do it again.
I would love it.
Awesome. So some of y'all are listening right now, and you're like, I don't understand, Jessica. Like, you run this company, you travel a lot, and you have people over for dinner. And so that's really what this podcast is about. Mm-hmm. And so Susan has her own business. I'm going to call it a business because that's what we do here at Noonday. When women own things, we call them not hobbies, but businesses, careers, and mentor for moms. And she's an author, she's a speaker, and she's a mentor for moms around the globe. And with her business every day, she helps moms make the shift from being busy to being intentional. And she's written a book about that, The Intentional Parenting on Purpose When Life Gets Busy. So I'd love for you guys to go check that out. She lives in Austin, and she gets to be here with us today,
yes,
which is super awesome.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and so when we were talking over at dinner, and she was saying she was talking with another company about doing a training for them around, you know, kind of how to be intentional in the middle of our kind of business, mm-hmm. like where we are, most of us are not doing this full time as ambassadors. Mm-hmm. We're gone maybe 2 to 3 nights a week during a really busy season. Mm-hmm. We've got littles at home. We're needing to like do our follow up calls. We're needing inner orders, all of these things. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, I would love, cause I get the question all the time about, you know, Jessica, how do you do it all? Mm-hmm. And so, first of all, I would love to start off with hearing, like, how did you even see this? I mean, aside from asking how do you do it, because, I mean, I'm sure you get that question a lot.
I do.
Seven children.
I actually just did a YouTube video where I answered that, like, how do you do it all? Like, I was like, let me just answer that one
okay.
finally and
okay.
just set it all out. And similar answer to you. Like,
yeah.
I don't do it all.
I don't do it all. That
None
is the
of
point.
Us can do it all, can we? I mean, like, it just is not possible. I mean, when you just think about laundry. Can you ever get laundry all done?
No.
You can never get dishes all done. You can never get people completely fed. Like, as soon as you feed them, they're talking about the next meal. Or at least
true.
They are in my household,
yes.
right? But it's the same with, can you get all of the emails answered? Never.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as you think, inbox, empty, bam, like more
right.
emails come in. It's just a part of life. So at some point, we have to define our line of what's good enough.
Okay.
What is that line that you say, this is good enough?
But what about for the perfectionists in the room that are like,
mm-hmm.
well, my good enough looks like this.
Mm.
And it will drive them to their grave if they have that as their standard.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we
and
help people
so
draw
true.
That good enough line?
Yes. So here's the thing about a good enough line. When you can know that it's one that will serve you and serve your family and the people that you feel like you want to really love and have relationship with. Your good enough line should be one that gives you life.
Mm.
It's one that is life-giving. Grace is in that line. There's peace in that line for
mm.
you. And if it's a line that you're constantly having to reach for, and in the end, if you do reach it, you're exhausted, your relationships are broken, you are not at
mm.
peace, you're frustrated, you're snippy or angry with people, then you know that that line is still too high. And you need to drop that line. And you keep dropping that line until you're still meeting your needs. You're still meeting the requests that are on you. But you're doing it in a way that you can have a smile on your face as you do it. And you can be excited about the work you're doing
mm-hmm.
versus feeling like you must tell people about what you do because you must meet these deadlines and you must meet the goals you've set and you must answer all your team's emails and you
mm-hmm.
must do. Like, all of that creates such angst and tightness in our bodies and frustration in our lives,
mm-hmm.
which does not have people be endeared to us
mm-hmm.
so that we are thriving in our businesses and thriving in our homes.
Yeah. I love how you said that, like, that the line is within that line, there's going to be peace for you.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of led with that, but I think often as, by the way, I forgot to say this, but this is a lot about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to be able to take a lot of these principles and apply them to just life organization in general.
Mm-hmm.
But we are talking a lot about the balance of parenting. It was a request that I've received multiple times. And so my ambassador sisters, that this is maybe we're talking about your future.
Mm-hmm.
So just file this one away for future reference.
Yes.
We want you to know you have a place at the table just as much as anyone, but I'm sure you'll find some of today helpful as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I love how you led with, you know, what feels peaceful for you, because I think oftentimes we can say, well, I want to, you know, whatever is loving and serving for my family.
Right.
But it's true. If, like, those need to be in alignment with each other.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, especially as women, we can make sure a whole room full of people's needs are met, and we're walking around thirsty and we need to go to the bathroom. Right? It's like,
so true.
We do that all the time. And it's like, no, in the midst of caring for others, we also can ensure that our needs are met. There is enough for us all to win at the table and not, I take care of everyone else, but my life is a disaster.
Okay. So tell me your journey to this. Have you always been like this?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what has your journey been to get to this place of knowing how to draw these lines?
Oh, that's so interesting. So, let's see, my oldest child will be 21 this year. And I still look at that and think, how is that possible? I swear it feels like he just got here. And I have been at home primarily with my kids all this time. And it's just in the past 3-4 years that I've stepped out and started speaking. And that's been at the request of others because I never saw myself in this position. I never saw myself as the one who would be out front. I was truly that one who was running around the room serving everyone and not really taking care of myself. And I hit a wall when my 7th was born. And I just say, some people say 7, wow, you must be so patient and so organized and so all these different things. And I go, no. I think it took 7 to finally get me to a point of seeing that I needed to, for me, my faith is very important. And so it was at that 7 that I realized that there was so much of myself that I had given up. And that I was no longer even acknowledging my own dreams and my own gifts and my own talents. And I got to that point when she was born that I was like, I don't want to do this anymore like this. I really have some dreams in my heart that I've buried deep under there, and I want to bring those out. And as I started to make that shift in the household, my husband was so excited and supportive of me doing that, and which is really important. And I began to look for opportunities to serve people. And it got to the point that the key people that I continued to serve were moms. And in that, you know, when you start to step into something, you don't really know what it'll look like, right? And some of your ambassadors who've signed up probably signed up for one reason, but as they're in it, they're starting to see other opportunities to serve or other places where they can begin to introduce Noonday that they never saw when they first signed up. Right. So it's always a journey that we're all constantly on. And for me, I recognize that the parenting space can be a space that's loaded with judgment and loaded with advice of all the things you should do. And in the end, it creates this overwhelming sense of I'm never enough and I'm not doing it right and I'm totally messing everything up. And I said, I want to come in and create a space where I say, I'm not coming to you as an expert. I'm coming to you as a sister in the journey. I want to share my wins. I want to share my lessons. And I want to share the truth of my life. And I want to encourage you that you are enough, that you can do this. And we can do this better when we do it together. Now, let's all, instead of focusing on how to do it, air quote, right, let's focus on how we can be intentional and on purpose with what we're doing within our homes and within our families.
That's so good. We just finished up a podcast series on shame. Yes. And so we talked about those stories we tell ourselves where we're that feeling of like we're being too much or that we're not enough. And I have to say, last week it was our spring break, and this is going to air in a couple months, but we're talking right now in March, and I kind of was, it was a long spring break, it was 5 days, so I was like, I was kind of on work, you know, like I was kind of on, but then I was still present, but the boundaries were maybe a little bit blurry,
right?
And I remember I had to take a call, or no, I got a text from the office. It was definitely like, hey, are you going to be in this meeting today? And immediately when I feel shame, I go to blame. So even though it's nobody's fault, but I'm like blaming, well, don't they know I'm on vacation? And like, you know, but I'm like, wait, I just took a meeting yesterday. How did that, you know? And like, so I'm feeling, and then in the same moment, one of my kids is like, Mommy, what are you doing on the phone? Shame.
There we go.
I'm like, well, I am working so that we can be here.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And then I'm
like,
you.
Oh my gosh. And then I realized later, like, I feel like not that I failed. I feel like a failure in that moment.
You bet.
I feel like a failure at Noonday that I'm missing a meeting that people were actually kind of counting on me being in, and I didn't realize it. I feel like a failure as a mom because my kids were counting on me being present in this moment on vacation. And my reaction to that was blame and anger and, like, not – being loving. And so that wasn't a loving line for anybody. And so I love that in so much of it, you said doing it together. And that's what we're really trying to do as ambassadors is how can we be vulnerable? How can we have a community that's vulnerable that can say in that moment, like, whoa, I just responded out of shame. I need to change the story that I'm telling myself.
So one of the ways that when I go to speak at conferences, I walk into the room with a commitment to being vulnerable and open about my story. Because I know when I've attended conferences in the past and I see the people up on stage and they're like dressed and their shoes match and they look like they've showered and, you know, and I'm sitting there feeling like I just left my house a wreck and I had to run and catch a flight and I had to get here and I feel a mess. But they look so put together and they're speaking in these terms that they seem so intelligent, like they got their lives together. And I always thought, man, I'd love to be like that, right? And so when I come up on stage, the first thing I always love to do is to just give them some honesty about what it took for me to get there or what's happening in my world so that they understand I am just a real person just like you with similar struggles. I just happen to be chosen to be in this position. And it could be very likely that some of you in the audience one day will be chosen for this very position in the future.
Yeah.
And it helps to demystify like this whole, oh, she's got it put together.
Because you think of someone with seven kids.
Please.
Is a hero.
Please.
Does have it together. I do. I don't know. I think that actually might be true.
No. Come over and you will get the real. Like, even on that video I made about how do I do it all, I said, listen, when you come over the first time, we will remove all of the laundry from our living room on your first visit.
Okay.
After that, your family, you are going to see the laundry baskets that are a constant fixture in our living room.
Right.
Like, that's just one of the things I don't do. I don't fold laundry. I just am not dealing with it. The kids fold and keep stuff going, but it's nine people in the house. Please. There's a constant
There are some
laundry.
Hands there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some hands there to fold that laundry.
There's no perfection in that. But that's something, that's a tool that your ambassadors can use when they go to do trunk shows.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming in and wanting to give this sense of I've got this all together, I know exactly what I'm doing, and everything's perfect, that they can just have that moment of vulnerability with their group. And it creates connection. Like, we think vulnerability is going to create more shame. And then people will reject us because they'll go, oh my gosh, I didn't know that about her. And instead, it causes people to exhale and love you more and feel more connected to you. So the next time you go into a trunk show and on the way over there, you almost ran out of gas or you had all these challenges, just be
your kid was crying. Is he left? Mommy, don't go.
Exactly. You could say, my little girl's birthday is coming up this weekend and I forgot to order the cake and I'm feeling so guilty right now. But I'm glad that I get to be here with you guys tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a great trunk show, and I'm going to get that cake ordered. And I'm telling you, if someone does that, one, people are going to be like, okay, she's a real person.
Right.
I get that struggle. But I wouldn't be surprised if you have somebody there who's like, hey, I love to make cakes. And you'll be like, what?
Yeah, you'll get your cake baked.
Yes! And then it's even better, right?
Yeah.
So it's just vulnerability is a real key in this journey.
Oh, it is. And it's the hardest work. Mm-hmm. You know, feeling our feelings, being real, that is the hard work. So, okay, you brought up mommy guilt, feeling guilty about the cake. So, have you had mommy guilt ever in your life? And what's been your journey with that?
Woo! Yes, it's a constant feel because, I mean, just to add to the cuckoo and the crazy in my life, we also homeschool. And so there are times where...
I told you she was really a hero, guys. Don't believe what she's saying.
Not at all. I just truly am committed to living my life on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that just looks like some of the choices that I've made around their education or the way we spend time or the way our family, just all of our family is involved in business.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have our own business and, you know, it's just part of who we are. And that's our way of living intentionally. And when you live intentional, you will be different.
Right.
It will cause people to go, I've never heard of that. Or I didn't know that was possible.
Mm.
Because you're just living true to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so uncommon that it makes you stand out. But it's not because you're doing anything super extraordinary except being truly committed to the purpose in your life. And I am committed to doing that in mine.
Okay, so what does that have to do with mommy guilt?
So the mommy guilt thing comes up when I have one area, like my husband and the business needs some attention, and this one's school work hasn't been checked this week, in the past 2 weeks, in the past 3 weeks, right? And the laundry is out of control, and we need to eat dinner, but nobody's been to the grocery store, and we need to figure this out some kind of way. And in my head... Oh, well, let me say, not in my head. On paper, all of that worked when I scheduled it out, but somehow in real life, this is a hot mess. And it's like, I feel like it all comes down to me.
Mm.
And I go, somehow I should have figured this out better. I should have planned mm-hmm. better. I should have known that wouldn't have worked out. I should have. And how could I even know that they were going to have a conflict with a friend? Like, how would I know that? It's like, if I think about it, it's really not possible. But still, in my mind, I feel like I'm responsible for that in some
right,
way.
Right.
And I don't just take responsibility, which is something I'm big on. I call it my fault.
Mm.
I go to fault and blame for myself.
Mm.
And that just takes me out on everything. Then I'm not good in my marriage. I'm not good with the kids.
Wow.
I'm not good around the house and homeschooling. I'm not good in business. I'm just kind of out of it.
Mm.
And everything around me starts to suffer. And so it's one of those things that it's a constant need for a shift, a perspective shift for me to get back and slide out of. I talk about the continuum that we're on as moms. On one end, we're distracted. On one end, we're intentional, right? And I keep wanting to slide to the distracted. And on the distracted end, I'm never enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always messing it up. I'm missing something that's important, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates this panic and anxiety and worry in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to make a perspective shift to get back to the intentional end,
mm-hmm.
where I can say, what would be living on purpose in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do that in this moment? And when I start to make that shift, it helps me to shed the guilt and step out of the mistake and just call the mistake what it is.
Yeah.
If I drop the ball, I just drop the ball.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm a failure. It just means I made a mistake.
Right.
Right.
I love that how your continuum isn't so much defined by activities, but by like kind of your emotional, your soul, the state of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because I think with parenting, you know, we think like, just tell me what to do. Like, tell me, show me the rules to follow. Tell me what to do to look like an intentional mom.
You bet.
And what you're saying is the harder journey, which is like it's getting clear on the inside first and getting clear on our own stories of, okay, I'm not being enough, I'm a failure, da da da.
Mm-hmm.
If those stories are loud and living in your soul,
mm-hmm.
that absolutely impacts your ability to be this intentional parent.
You bet.
So how do you define intentional parenting?
That's a great question. Because when I've had moms come to events where I speak, I feel in the room that they come in with this guard up. Like, you're going to tell me all the things that I need to do, and I know I'm not doing those. And so now you're just going to confirm what I already secretly believe, that I'm not doing this well and that I'm not enough. So if intentional means, in their minds, the mom who's scheduled well and everything, and she has her planner and it's color coded and everybody knows where they're supposed to be at a certain time, and because she's doing all that, she's that intentional mom that everybody thinks is just like, oh, like the crowd is cheering and they're thinking she's amazing. And I'm like, no, for me, the intentional mom that all of us have deep within us, and I'm calling her forward out of every mom who's listening, is that mom who is connected to both the beauty and the strength of living true to her core values.
Mm.
And it's the beauty and the strength of her core values which allows her to live from the inside out
mm.
versus letting the circumstances of life dictate, and she takes that inward.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we're in that outside in experience, we never can measure up.
Mm-hmm.
We can never keep up with the expectations of what's outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we live from the inside out and we define our core values,
mm-hmm.
which is a part of my book and
mm-hmm.
they're listed in there, then you choose the core values that are true for you.
Mm-hmm.
You live to those. Then you are able to interact with your family, with your business, with your customers, with everyone else
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
in a way that honors that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk into your trunk show, you can say, how can I live true to my core values in tonight's trunk show?
Mm-hmm.
How can I live true to my core values as I equip my team?
Mm-hmm.
How can I live true to my core values as I prepare my family for this week's activities?
Mm-hmm.
All of that just points to how you're being intentional
mm-hmm.
in that. And then it's not a list of rules.
Right.
It's just living true to those core values.
Mm-hmm.
And that simplifies our lives so much. And it's feedback that I get from moms all the time
mm-hmm.
of how it took away a lot of the angst that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they just keep reflecting in their mind, like, what are my core values? It's just three of them. I have everybody choose three core values
mm-hmm.
that they'll commit to for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just keep reflecting on those when they're making financial decisions,
mm-hmm.
when they're making decisions about their children's activities.
Mm-hmm.
All of that points back to, are we living true to our core values
mm-hmm.
or not?
Right.
And when we are, we're on that intentional end, we're
mm-hmm.
purposeful. We have more energy. we have more. Somehow it makes time feel like it expands. Mm-hmm. But when you're on that distracted end of the continuum, mm-hmm. it feels like you never have enough time,
right.
and you're never enough, and you can't measure up.
Yeah. And even the exercise of coming up with your core values requires intention. We did that at New Day Collection like 3 years ago. Like, what are our corporate core values? Mm-hmm. And it has brought so much focus. It's mm-hmm. helped us know how to hire the right people.
Yes.
I think people that maybe have left Noonday, maybe it's because they realize, you know what, these values aren't a good fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of ambassadors even taking, because, you know, Noonday is such a values-driven company. And so many of these women that are ambassadors, it's because they have a value for world change, for social justice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, defining even how their core values fit with Noonday, I think could release some of the guilt. I think a lot of women, so we have a lot of our ambassadors work, and this is their second job.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are single parents. Some of them are new parents.
Yeah.
We had a lot of babies at Shine this year. So what would you say to that woman who's maybe just becoming an ambassador?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's stepping back into work after having been in yoga pants for several years.
Love that. Recognize that life.
Yeah. And so what are some of those practicalities of practicing intention,
mm-hmm.
of not giving energy to the guilt, which I think you would say is on the distracted part of the continuum?
Yeah.
What are some of those practicalities that can help our ambassadors?
Yeah. So for the mom who's stepping into Noonday, I would say that what she might not have known is that just how much time you here in the office have dedicated to choosing core values for Noonday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's so subtle but yet impactful that people don't even know that that's what's drawing them in.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she has that awareness that there were some core values that have been throughout all of the work that
mm-hmm.
you all have put behind it,
mm-hmm.
she might be able to understand what it looks like to be intentional as your company is modeling that.
Mm-hmm.
So now as she wants to be a part of that work, I say, it's important for her to define core values for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And once she chooses those core values, those three core values,
mm-hmm.
so this is very much akin to a lot of the work that I do. My favorite parenting books have always been business books.
Oh, really?
I do not hang out in the parenting section.
Okay.
So people always ask me about parenting experts and what do I think of their advice, and I don't recognize them at all. So I use business books because businesses are constantly trying to build teams.
I love that.
Yes.
That is good.
And so my husband and I were building a business, and we'd be at business conferences, and they were giving ideas on how to manage a team and how to hire people. And I was listening and thinking, all of this applies to family. Like, this is the team I heard. So he was hearing stuff for business, and I was, like, feverishly taking notes. But all of mine were applying to the home.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And baseline, companies consistently create mission statements.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought mission statement just had this heaviness of like somehow we need to get away for a weekend and we need to spend time coming up with a mission statement that would go in perpetuity for our family. And I just was like, I'm not fooling with that. Like, nobody got time for that. I got kids to feed and stuff to do. So I said, what could moms do that's really going to be useful, but it's simple?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's only three core values.
Okay.
So when they choose those three core values, not five, not eight,
uh-huh.
not 12,
uh-huh.
three,
uh-huh.
and you commit to them for 12 months, then begin to assess the places where you need to spend time, the things that are the roles you're currently
mm-hmm.
living into.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a wife, if you're a mom, if you are an ambassador, if you're involved in community activities, begin to assess those roles. And then ask yourself, how can you live intentionally in those? It may look like if you want to be the ambassador and get on the track the way that you want to go, you may need to pull back on some other commitments.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, hey, I'm spread a little too thin to be able to live truly into my core values and reach the goals that I've set.
Mm-hmm.
So something needs to give. And my core values are getting pressed on. How do I know? When you know that your core values are, you're living out of alignment with them, when you start to get frustrated or angry about something, it means somebody is pushing on a core value for you.
Mm.
There's a situation that's pushing on a core value for you. When you feel that guilt or that shame, there's a core value for you that's being pushed on, and you can assess that and you can see that and go, okay, so how can I get back into living in alignment with my
mm-hmm.
core values so that I can be effective
mm-hmm.
as an ambassador? And really, what I love about the work that you do and what I do and how it's in alignment is you talk about storytelling and how you're mm-hmm. telling the story of Noonday, and that's really what you're encouraging your ambassadors to do. That's what your core values are for you and your household. Mm-hmm. It's a central storyline that everybody's telling, mm-hmm. and these three core values are in that storyline, mm-hmm. and it weaves you together so that it all points back to that. So if you needed to correct your children, it's not about trying to find fault of what they did wrong. Mm. It's how did you just live outside of our core values as a family? Mm-hmm. And then they get to be able to be in conversation about how to get back into alignment.
Yeah.
And it's teaching them to self-manage. It's teaching you how to manage your household better. And everybody's flowing together.
Right.
And it's all keeping that connection of that core message, yeah. that core story.
You're right. So it kind of creates a narrative mm-hmm. to live within.
You bet.
Which just ends up being practical because it doesn't sound super practical. I mean, I remember when we were going through this as a company and Travis, my business partner, was like, we were crazy. I mean, the first years were nutso. We're like, you know, basically doing everything. We didn't even really hire many people the first couple years. So it was mm-hmm. like I was doing
everything
pretty much.
Yes.
And I looked back and I'm like, I don't understand how that was happening. I think God multiplied some bread. But, and so I remember he kept bringing this up, how important this is. And we're reeling it. And I'm like, we do not have time for this. What are you talking about? But then when we finally really sat down and started doing it, and it really did bring alignment among our team. Mm-hmm. And it helps you say yes to certain things and no to certain things. And then even this year, we launched our first ever ambassador manifesto. Mm. So that really is also our community values.
See,
you know,
there we go. It shows up again.
And it was alignment. Her mm-hmm. success is my success. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling jealous, if you're feeling scarcity mentality, you know what? We don't do that because her success is my success. You know, we say we assume the best in one another.
Oh, that's so good.
So if you're telling some mm-hmm. story, oh, she didn't call me back because this or that, or she's hostess stealing from me. You know what? We don't do that mm-hmm. because we're going to assume the best there.
You bet.
We create compassionate spaces of love and belonging mm-hmm. using vulnerability as our tool, you know. So choosing vulnerability, choosing mm-hmm. risk. We say we go scared. We believe in second tries and going scared.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I think it really has been a powerful activity. Mm-hmm. It takes intention, but I love that that's kind of the basis of what you're saying it mm-hmm. means to be an intentional parent.
You bet. It really is. And And I believe it frees you all up to be more impactful in the world mm-hmm. because you're clear about your foundation. That's
right.
Set and solid. And everybody's standing on that same principle. And then from there, you go out and you live into the work that's
yeah.
around you. And so when you just said that about your family, I mean, about the business getting uh-huh. started, I thought about the ambassadors who are just getting started. And uh-huh. they feel like it's cuckoo and crazy right
that's
now.
That's so true.
Like, they're trying to get it all done. And they're like, I'm trying to learn about all of the different pieces and where they're from so uh-huh. that I could be knowledgeable to share about them. But I'm also trying to manage this. And I'm doing it on 2 hours sleep because the baby was up all night or I haven't been feeling well, or it's like all of that going on that they can relate to when you were starting Noonday.
Yeah.
But you also can acknowledge the shift that happened for you all as a company when the values got put in place.
Right, right.
So it could seem like this is one more thing to do, but it's one of those pivotal, impactful things to do. It's
right.
not a thing to do just to check
and
out.
And it's really just naming what's already there, because people who mm-hmm. became an ambassador, that was from a values place. Mm-hmm. It was either like, I value provision for my family, and so I need to work.
Mm-hmm.
I value world involvement. I value connection with other cultures, mm-hmm. you know. So I think it's not so much you have to go sit and kind of come up with something. It really is just sort of looking at what's there and mm-hmm. naming it.
True.
And there's a lot of power in naming. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a really challenging question for you.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay.
Okay. And it was asked of me, and I didn't totally know how to answer because it is easier to answer from our own life experience. Mm-hmm. But the husbands who are a little bit like, okay, my dinners are not as hot anymore mm-hmm. because you're off doing a trunk show.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't like it when this term is used, so I'm
okay.
just going to say it.
All right.
Honey, I've been having to babysit the kids a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know about this Noonday business.
Gotcha.
So what can we say, but when women are like, they love it, they're discovering their passions,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think I struggle with answering because I'm not in that person's home. So I don't know if maybe she isn't also, you know, keeping up her part of what she said she would do in the home.
Right.
You know, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it's a harder to answer. So how would you, what do you do with a husband who is reluctant
mm-hmm.
towards you? And maybe your husband was a little bit at first. Well, you said your
mm-hmm.
husband was excited.
No.
And plus he saw you come alive. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
he did. He
yeah.
did. So this, but I will speak to that because I think that's a real challenge that some women may be facing. And I would say that what likely has happened in that scenario from my perspective is we have a woman who's coming alive to her dreams again, to her desires to be a part of something bigger and to be a part of the work that she sees Noonday is doing. And she says, I want to be involved in that. And she made a shift, but that doesn't mean her husband shifted. That doesn't mean that
mm-hmm.
he changed.
Mm-hmm.
He, and it could seem as if he's against her when really he's just where he's always been.
That's
she
so
moved.
True. That's a good one.
You know, like he didn't, he's not against her. He's just like, but we were.
We were
I
here.
Was here. And like, where'd you go?
Yeah.
And she's like, but the world is so much bigger now. And there's so much more I can be involved in. And he's still sitting there going, but I don't understand. Like, but we had dinner at 6. Every day dinner was at 6.
Right,
and now
right.
she's like running around and she's out the door before 6. And I'm trying to figure out how to make this all work.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's going to be imperative in that situation, in that relationship for communication.
Mm.
It's going to be principle in that to explain what maybe that her line of good enough is shifting.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
They have to come into agreement because they're in a relationship of what the new line of good enough is.
Mm.
But that involves conversation. And if she continues to get training and she gets excited, but she does not communicate with him, then there's going to be this disconnect. Because for him, he's like, I didn't change anything, but I don't understand what you're all excited about. You're running off and doing stuff and I'm just wondering, like, are we going to continue to have our routine and how much of our life is going to change and what should I expect? And I'm not sure if I'm ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to adjust in ways that serve you both and create constant win-wins so that he doesn't feel left behind and you don't feel squelched and squandering the gifts that you have and the dreams that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But you all get to work that out in a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And together, you could even sit down and do that exercise of let's create a line of what's good enough.
Ask him
what is most important to you and make sure the most important things are done.
Right.
And then those other things that maybe you've been trying to do.
I think we know what's important to a lot of the men out there, Susan.
It's a simple answer, ladies. Come on. It's a simple one. You don't get 7 kids from just talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a happy man I got
that's
at home.
That's right.
So it's just really having that conversation.
Okay, so win-win. I love that. Mm-hmm. Let's create win-win.
Mm-hmm.
What's a win-win?
Oh, my gosh. So if dinner is important to him
okay.
and you want to get out the door because you want to get to your trunk show, then you can make sure that the dinner is there, set, and ready to go. And off you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a simple text. Hey, this is on the stove. It's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or I even put a candle by your
mm-hmm.
spot
mm-hmm.
to let you know I'm thinking about you, even though I'm not sitting there with you at dinner tonight. But tomorrow night, it's just me and you.
Uh-huh.
We're going to put the kids down early, and you and I are going to have our own dinner
mm-hmm.
together so that he still feels important. Because that, I think, starts to come up for men especially is when women get an interest and they start to really pursue it. And women, as women, we're passionate.
Mm-hmm.
So when we
mm-hmm.
go into something, like, we're all
in.
And we're not even halfway doing
and
this.
And he's feeling
and he can
left
sense
right.
that. Exactly.
Yeah.
So really the question in his heart is, am I still important to you?
Mm.
So how can you show him that he's still important? And in that, you made sure dinner was ready because that was something you've done in the past and it's something he's come to expect. But then you can also show him that he's still important.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really good to think about, like, what is the question in a man's heart in that situation? Because
mm-hmm.
I think a man can feel, they come off as so confident, but they're easily threatened.
Truly.
Many times.
Yes.
And so what they really want to know is, am I still a priority?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you might not now know what it looks like for him to have that question answered. Like, you might be thinking it's dinner and it's not.
Right.
You know, he could be more than happy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's been wanting to get out, you know, sit and watch some Martha Stewart, you know, and kind of learn a little bit. We don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
But the communication piece is so key to that. I've had some other ambassadors tell me it's been really crucial for them to take their husband to a trunk show.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let them kind of really be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to be even at home sometimes about talking about work and what's happening, because I'm like, you know what? I want my family to be along in this journey. We read that recently. You know, there's like the dilemma when you sit down at the dinner table and you ask the kids, how was your day? And they're like, fine. Mm. And so this article was saying, instead of asking that, like, tell them about your day. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what I did today. I had this meeting. Mm. Then I did this. And it kind of starts, because we don't often think about, like, well, oh, this meeting, how does it relate? Where are my kids going to want to hear about yeah. that? But actually,
it's a part of your life.
It's a part of my life. And they want to know. And I think doing that with husbands, okay, I have to share this sweet little story really quick. I'm going on tangent. Amelie, our oldest, she is, we're interviewing for a new school for her tomorrow. It's a private school. That's why we have to go through an interview. And she was talking about how scared she was to go visit the school, she already did her visitation. So she was reflecting upon that. Mm-hmm. She's like, Mommy, I was so scared. I thought you were going to have to push me through the door. And I was like, Amelie, you didn't seem like that. I mean, we walked in, you found your partner that was going to show you around, and you forgot to even kiss me goodbye. She said, well, Mommy, I remember what y'all talked about at Shine, how we're scared and we go anyway.
Oh my gosh. See, that is powerful.
It is powerful. And it's because I committed this year. I'm going to bring my kids along. Mm-hmm. They're going to come. Listen, the whole time I was getting my keynote speech, she was sitting there coloring. And I could just see, I was like, brought my kids and just look at that. Mm-hmm. They are just so, like, really in tune with me right now. They were like, and then here she just, like, delivers that.
Yes.
So our kids are watching
us.
Yes,
they are.
They are. And we can bring it, but it takes intention to bring our families along, to bring our husbands along.
You
we can't assume.
No.
And you're right. And we can't get judgmental, because it's very easy for us as ambassadors to be like, we're changing the world. We're doing, like, the important thing. And, like, you don't care about it.
Right.
You know? And it's like, no. But they have to be brought along.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the gift of the work that you're doing, is that you get to impact the world and impact your family. It's not like you have to choose mm-hmm. one or the other. Mm-hmm. You can be impactful in both. And it's just like it takes work and intention and conversation to communicate with a potential hostess about even hosting a trunk show, or about people who want to purchase the product. Mm-hmm. You want to have that conversation. You're doing the same equipping and the same training and the same sharing mm-hmm. and storytelling in the home.
Right.
And you start to do that, and you can start to see how your children are grasping that, and they get it, because mm-hmm. it's just so core to who you are.
Right.
You're not doing this because someone said, here's something you should do to be a better mom, Jessica. And so you said, yeah, and you're taking it on. Instead, you're living from the inside out.
Right.
And
right.
it truly impacts them, because they go, well, I get that. That's not just a story for mom. That's who she is.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
And your ambassadors can have that same experience when they begin to make that shift and they live more into being intentional. Mm-hmm. Then they'll notice that their family can come along, because they go, that's not just something that she is saying because mm-hmm. it's the right thing to say. Mm-hmm. She truly believes
right.
that. She lives that from her core.
Yeah.
And we want to support that
right.
in her.
Well, and it brings back the values, because I feel like if our ambassadors are listening, that can do this values activity. If the husband and wife can be on the same page on that value and tie that into her business, mm-hmm. that when, you know, maybe the husband doesn't normally cook and she's like, hey, I need you to start cooking. Mm-hmm. Or for us, it was the grocery store. Joe was not a grocery store going man, and now he totally is. Mm-hmm. But it's because we have this aligned value mm-hmm. for world impact. Mm-hmm. And so we were just able to, because of those values, mm-hmm. Switch some roles around.
You bet.
But it was because of the shared value.
Truly.
You know?
Truly.
And so I love the idea of maybe some women out there that are struggling right now because their husbands are not feeling supportive. Mm-hmm. How can they find that common shared value within the Noonday business mm-hmm. so that the husband might be, you know, give a little bit, or maybe he's not giving.
Yeah. Well, in the book, I actually talk about the 12 ways that intentional parents are different. Mm-hmm. And one of the key ways I talk about is that they foster a teamwork attitude within the home, mm-hmm. that we're a part of a team and we all contribute. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a little one, a little toddler, they can be picking up toys with you. They can be up on the counter when you're doing dishes. They can be beside you playing and while you're entering in data on the computer for mm-hmm. your shows. Mm-hmm. And they can be a part of that. And if you just keep a constant conversation with them, mm-hmm. they're not understanding every word you say,
right.
but they're understanding the heart of it.
Yes.
And that, over time, as they're growing, you can get to the place now, whereas my kids are more on that older, like my youngest now is 7. She'll be 8 this year. And I have this whole system that we have within our family of teamwork that if they can start to see that I'm dropping the ball in areas, they can pick it up and step mm-hmm. in for me. And they like, here's one that I noticed. Like, we consistently would get to a point where I'm schooling. We have pushed into that noon hour. They're hungry. But I'm one of those that if I get focused on work, hunger disappears mm-hmm. for me. And I'm just like, let's get what we need to get accomplished. So if someone's stuck on a concept, everyone else is groaning and feeling like they're starving to death because they're just like, are we going to ever eat? And what happened is my oldest started going, hey, Mom, would it be okay if I get in there and just start fixing lunch? And then it was like, yeah. Like, well, of course it is. But at first, I got to tell you, I was a little territorial over that because I felt like I am the one who fixes lunch, not you. You guys just wait. But then it was like, why would they starve?
Well, when there's an able-bodied person in the house.
Able and willing to get in there and fix it. And I'm going, no, I'm the mother. I fix lunch.
Okay.
And I had to let go of some stuff.
Yeah.
I had to let go of what that looked like and go, okay, the goal is lunch. The goal is fed, right? The goal is not Susan has to get it done.
Right, right.
And so for some of those who might be struggling with trying to, air quote, get it all done,
uh-huh.
it might come down to there's some stuff they need to let go.
Okay. See, that's why I'm glad I had you on, girl, because kid tells me I'm going to go make something. I'm like, go for it. You want to make dinner tonight? If it's there, you want to pour me my glass of wine? Like, let's do it.
Where have you been?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's end with choosing and. I started a hashtag on Instagram.
Yes, you did.
Yep, choosing and. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we talked about that on that, my first post about that. So what is an area where you are choosing and, where you're holding the tensions instead of being an either or parent, but you're choosing to hold the tension?
Oh, girl, I actually sat down and wrote like a list of those. I have several. I can be a honest and vulnerable mom, which sometimes can come across as cranky, and loving.
That's right.
I can be disorganized and to a fault of just because I'm focused on one thing and forget all the details. I'm big picture. And be very in tune with the people I'm serving. Mm-hmm. I can be a loving wife and a friend. And not feel like mm-hmm. I need to choose family over friendships in mm-hmm. this season. Like, I can have strong friendships and be committed to my family.
I love that.
So those are the ones that come to the surface for me.
So good. So mm-hmm. good. You guys, tell us what your choosing ands are over on Instagram. Susan and I will go check it out. And thank you so much.
I love this.
This has been awesome.
Yeah, same here. I hope it was helpful.
It was super helpful. So helpful because you know, we have some ambassadors out there with big families, I have to say, and a lot of them are adopted. I mean, our ambassador community, I mean, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
We have women who have, like, adopted 5 kids with special needs and then are also doing, you know, ambassadors.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't understand you guys. You're amazing.
Yes. Well, I want to tell them, the book is available on Amazon, but if they go to my website, SusanC.com,
yes.
then they can go in there and I have a kit which has my book and my card set, which I have a gift here for you.
Oh, awesome. Texas.
You can take them home. And it's got conversation cards for you and your kids.
Love that.
So you have heart-to-heart connections. And it's got simple cards that you can pull when you're looking for how to make that shift to be intentional.
I love that.
You can just pull a card and get an idea.
Tell me what your website is again.
Susan, SEAY.com.
SEAY. Susan C, SEAY.com.
Yes.
Would you rather us go to there or to Amazon?
I'd rather you go there.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go there,
awesome.
Get the kit. It'd be perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I loved it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a great conversation? I loved when Susan and I talked about the importance of defining your good enough line. And by deciding what our good enough line looks like, we can free ourselves from the burden of perfectionism. I know our community is full of achievers. We're a bunch of go-getters. So many of you are just saying, well, I'll just make my good enough line as high as humanly possible. But you know what? That leads to insanity. So whether you're trying to find balance between noonday and your relationships, your full-time gig, or any other area of your life, finding that good enough line and defining your core values are so important. And that's a lot of what we did by launching our Ambassador Manifesto this last shine. So I have some homework for you this week. I want you to spend some time thinking about and writing down your core values. And you can even use the manifesto as a place to get some ideas. Then I want you to think about what good enough would look like for each of those values as you live them out. Does that mean doing a certain number of trunk shows per week, that you let go of cooking a homemade dinner every night? Or does spending time with your close friends or significant other mean you let go of a few work hours per week? Come and share your thoughts over on the Ambassador Facebook page. As our manifesto says, we are all about creating compassionate spaces of belonging for ourselves and others, but we can only do that when we dare to be vulnerable. So find us over there. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Susan as much as I did. And if you are a mom out there, be sure to head over to her website, SusanC.com. And that is S-E-A-Y for her last name, Susan C. And check out her book, The Intentional Parent. Thanks for joining us. And I can't wait to hear more about your good enough over on the Facebook page. See you next time.